she said I was lazy. I pretend that I've got something to prove.
WMFO, yeah, see, I told you. Happy Little Clouds from our live day, and their great song, Somebody Help Me Forget. All right, it's 10:01. I'm Mike. I'm expecting John Havorka to be here soon. Our friend Dan is downstairs guiding him to the front door. I don't think he's been here in a long time. So he's here. We'll talk to him soon. So before he comes up here, though, he's been in so many great bands. His legacy here in Boston is just a wonderful thing. If you recall a band called Noise Pencil or the 2x4s or the Turbines, you don't want to miss this. John is back with a brand new band, self-titled the John Havorka Band, and the first time that they're ever going to play together out is this coming Friday, the 20th, with Crow Follow and Connor Storms and his bouquet right over at the Barron. So just before John comes up here, I want to play a song that not only are the Turbines, it's kind of an anthem for them, and he's also forever associated with this great song. This one's called Wahey, Turbines, with John Havorka, of course, right here at WMFO.
Oh,
It's WMFO Medford, 10:05 in the morning. That was Wahey, the great song from the Turbines back in 1984. Like I said, expect John Havorka to be up here shortly. But until then, I'm going to play some stuff for you. I want to start with a song from our friends Glowbox, who were here and debuted this song a couple of weeks ago. This one is a new single from them, brand new, called No Place Like Nowhere at WMFO.
One, two, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock, we're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on, join me, hon, we'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes two, three, and four, if the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the chimes ring, six and seven, we'll be right in seventh heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, and it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2. I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Into your eyes. days.
Pissed on being adored and fearing his own differences. We'll be right back.
It's WMFO in Medford, 10:22 in the morning. Just finished another five-song set. John Havorka is here. He's being brought upstairs now, so we'll get to talk to him and hear him soon. In that set, I played Brand New Noise from Globox, No Place Like Nowhere, Bill Haley and the Comets, and we're going to rock around the clock. Of course, Speed Fossil just after that. Single this year, Silver Lining. Dave Charles from Boston. Great song from 2020. Middle Line was that one. And that was just Sharp Class featuring Chelsea Curve from Sharp Class's forthcoming record. That is called Sugar Glass. All right, I'm going to continue with a song or two until John comes in. This one is from Ann Hussick and Exit 99. New album called Master Plan. This is a great song called Whoa Yeah. It's WMFO in Medford. Say goodbye. That was Boston's own Prime Movers, called I'm a Man. And just before that, the great Ann Hussack, from New York City, their brand new album called Master Plan. That was Whoa Yeah. All right, you may remember about a half hour ago or so, I played a great song from the Turbines. And I was telling you that John Havorka would be here, and we waited a half hour, and now he's here with us. I'm so excited. That was a great song. Called Wah Hey, and I've got the gentleman here right in front of us. Please bring the mic down to your...
Oh, okay.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good.
Nice to see you.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Yeah, so, geez, you've been in some really great bands that people know you for, and you suggested that I play Wah Hey.
Yeah, so with the Turbines, the band that I got the farthest with, actually did the most with, you know, got the most airplay and so on, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that you heard it because you were looking for the place to come.
Oh, I was not on the radio on.
It was hot outside.
Looking at these streets. There's Harvard Street and Princeton Street. And I realized I just had
where
it all
am I?
Wrong.
Yeah. So if let's pretend that you heard it.
Yeah.
So that was back in like 1984.
85.
So and that song, I said before I played it that it's probably like an anthem around here, and certainly it's you and it are connected forever and ever.
Yeah, whether I like it or not.
What is that song? What is it like to hear it now, even though you didn't? And you know, what are your thoughts about having a song like that that you're so well known for?
Well, you know, I think it's good to have a song to be well known for. But yeah, that song, I mean, I'm totally happy with it. I get real tired of playing it, but you know, I enjoy it.
I'm sure.
My newest band, the John Havorka Band, does that song, actually.
Okay.
My bands do it.
I was going to ask you if this new kind of real rock and rolly band, you know, how did you pick songs from your career to play? I know it's going in a real rock and roll direction, this band.
Yeah, I picked them on the basis of whether I could make them do what I wanted them to do, you know? I mean, there are great songs they have that I don't understand how we would do them in the set that we have, you know? But then there are other songs I wouldn't think of, but all of a sudden it's like, yeah, that really works.
I mean, it's got to fit, you know?
Yeah.
And I know that... I did read somewhere in looking into your career that most of the songs, if not all of them, are yours. You wrote most of them.
Yes, most of them. I mean, there are some others. There's like Skull and Crossbones by Sparkle Moore, and we rearranged that one and did it. That was big for the Turbines. And, yeah, I just don't feel like dealing with the copyright issues, so I just write them.
There you go. That's a good answer. So since you probably way back when you were doing, you know, trying to find yourself playing both bass guitar and guitar, and the 2x4s came about, that you had said that that's the first time that you thought that your songs were getting the appreciation they deserved in that band.
Well, you know, yeah, they got appreciation. The thing is that I got to do my songs. I wrote enough songs. So actually, just between me and a bass player, Tom Martel, you know, we just did all our own songs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Now, I imagine...
Before that, I didn't write that much.
I imagine that way back when, like a song like Bridgeport Lathe, you must have been the woodworker, huh?
Well, I worked on that machine. I was actually metal.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was doing,
I was wondering if it was metal or wood.
It was really stupid work. I mean, basically, I was trimming off these deburring, these surveying equipment telescopes. You put them up, you deburr them, and the machine was pretty scary.
It's huge machines, really noisy but rhythmic noise. And the thing that I love about that song and the whole concept of you're hearing the noise from that machine and writing a song about it. Like some people, like my brother is a drummer, right?
Yeah.
I mean, his hand, no matter what he's doing, his hand is always doing this. So mm-hmm. You're somebody I can tell that when you heard that machine, it was rhythmic and it was music. And that made you think of that could be a song. I love that.
Well, something like that.
Yeah, right?
I don't know where the song, like the chords, it came from my inspiration, although you can find various similar things, was actually the flip side of a song by, I think it's the flip side of All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix.
Never heard of it.
The burning of the midnight lamp or something like that.
Yeah.
And it had this riff of da 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 da. And I said, oh, yeah. And so then I went from there.
Well, I
which
mean,
is pretty obscure. It doesn't have anything to do with it.
I just thought it was a cool thing that, because, you know, I hear music and beats and rhythm and everything,
mm-hmm.
and I think that we're like, you know, like the same that way.
Well, all right.
I like
yeah.
that. I like that. So you've got a big show coming up,
yeah.
and it's really exciting because this is the first time that your new band, self-titled band, John Havorka Band, is playing out anywhere. And it's brand new. How brand new is it?
Well, actually, Steve is the drummer from the 2x4s.
Awesome.
So someday we're going to put together a 2x4s set and have a reunion. I don't know.
All right.
Eventually.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, I don't know. A year
great.
From now?
Great.
Sometime. And then we got Tim Sprague
yep.
from Crow Follow. And
yep.
He's playing bass.
Yeah.
And we're all kind of just really on the same page in terms of, like, you know, A very unified band, I think. And that's, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you had mentioned you're playing with Crow Follow. You're also playing with Connor Storms and his Bouquet
yeah.
as well. Really great band. Now, Tim has been around here in the scene forever. How do you know each other?
Well, I knew him from way back, but basically we were just sort of hanging out at the, we were hanging out at the Midway.
Okay.
And we were just talking about things.
Huh. Well, it's very exciting. So,
I was looking for a bass player.
Well, before we have you play something here, so nice that you brought your guitar. You know, talk a little bit about this band. Is it really a different direction?
I feel that it's different.
Okay, that's
it. Kind of unifies previous directions. I hear similarities in some of the other stuff. I mean, obviously, but it's just real. Mostly, it's just really rhythmically firm at being what it is.
Okay.
It goes back to hearing, you know, rock and roll when I was a little kid and stuff like that.
What's better than that? So I'm assuming, and I probably shouldn't, you've got new songs?
Yeah, I have new songs.
Okay.
And I have old songs. Right now I'm doing more old songs because I think that people want to hear them.
Yeah.
But I'm doing a lot of new ones too.
So is it one of the new ones something you're going to play live acoustic, or are you going to...
I could play some of those.
I'm just sort of goading you, just so you know.
Sure. I could even play a song that, it'll be a bit of a stretch, but I haven't done it in a while, but I noticed that one of the stations around here was playing one of my songs from my last album with my last band, John Hovorka and the Dawn of Mechanized Farming.
Right.
It wasn't my idea, but there we were. And they played I Wish It Would Rain, so... maybe I'll get to that.
All right, before we have you treat us to a song or two, I was going to ask you to explain that name, Dawn of Mechanized Farming, D-O-M-F.
It is D-O-M-F for short, because it's a new way it'll fit. Yeah. That was, we were just going crazy trying to figure out what to call the band. And, I'd already had two bands that were called Hovorka.
Yep.
And I'm getting pretty tired of it. And I want to do something different, but my name in it is good. Anyway, we were thrashing out various ideas that didn't work, and all of a sudden our other guitar player, Bill Lutz, blurted out, "How about John Hovorka, the Dawn of Mechanized Farming?"
And what does that
and I
mean?
Said, "Wow, that's terrible." And then I don't even know what it means. Well, actually, it does have to do with there is mechanized farming.
So that's a real thing?
Yeah. I wrote a song called Dawn of Mechanized Farming right around the same time that had to do with, I saw a TV show about factory farming in some factory farm that got flooded in North Carolina back in the early 2000s. It was a real disaster, a big mess. And so I thought about that and about farmers. I've always thought a lot about farmers because I spent my teenage years, I was living in a small city in upstate New York and surrounded by farmers.
Yep. See, there you go. There's always a story, number one. And number two, you want a name of a band that people will have to remember because it's different. Well, you succeeded there.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear a couple songs. You had mentioned you wanted to do one to start with called No Promised Land.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, this is the second song in our set. And all right,
very cool.
I wrote this one while I was in New York. Trying to go on vacation.
Us. So we drove out across this land. We set sail, but many people there on the way down ain't talking about no promised land. We drove out of New York State with a fistful of dollars and a charge plate, vacation time on our mind. So we bought a box of donuts too, but many people they're on the way down ain't talking about no promised land. So we got on Highway 80, we drove all night to a slaughterhouse town in Iowa. Cold breakfast at the edge of dawn, we shared a wooden table with the golden dawn. I felt a bit of majestic, so I still drove straight to a real world full of hunger and hate. They come out and they stare at me, treating 91 Ford like a social disease. But many people, they're on the way down, ain't talking about no promised land. They say hey, buddy, can you lend a hand? Ain't talking about no promised land.
Oh, man, that was really great.
Wow, thanks.
I really love that. I mean, what time frame was that from?
I wrote that song in, I got the idea for the bass line, which is the chord structure of the song, in 1996.
Okay.
I was trying to get to sleep one night, and I lived in this pretty tough neighborhood in Brooklyn, it was back then, and there was somebody driving around in their car playing this rap song that was going, dun, 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 dun.
I've heard it.
And they drove away, but then they were just cruising, so they came around the block and came back again.
Oh, man.
And I said, I'm using that.
Now, no promised land. What's the idea behind that phrase?
I don't know. It's like some people say, oh, this place has a lot of promise. This is about the side of it that doesn't.
Love it. Love it. All right. Can we hear another one?
Sure.
What would you like to do?
I'm going to do a song that I wrote. You can see it as being kind of silly, but I like it. It's called Machine Beer.
Oh.
It's about... rehearsing in New York City. They have these rehearsal spaces where there's a beer machine, and the flavors are typically Budweiser, Heineken in cans, which is a whole special category of beer unto itself, and usually some kind of soft drink like Sprite or something.
But after a couple of them, you don't care.
Yeah, and so I wrote this song about machine beer and various other things.
I'm thirsty already. All right,
too.
Here's John Havork, everybody, in Machine Beer, live in Studio A.
There is a fine house on the hill, all waiting and ready for a man whose intentions are clear and whose gaze is steady. And I have heard of such a place whose gates are open to those sincere, but I'd rather be down a big fat liar choking down machine beer. The parties there were good for those who feel normal. They drank fine wine or get me a funnel. Then tell me from a distance of your good intention, and I will be a character of less than one dimension. But after all the wine is gone, I will shed no tear, 'cause I'd rather be down on the street choking down machine beer. Machine beer, fresh and bold. Machine beer, ice cold. Machine beer, low price. Machine beer, it's so nice. Throw the empties in the trash, 'cause I'm a good citizen who don't wanna get locked up in a holding pen, because there is no future in hot beefaroni from a can. And the cheese stands there, and that is not the plan, 'cause I wanna be in a special place where billionaires run free. But till that day comes, machine beer, it's all right for me. Machine beer, fresh and cold. Machine beer, ice cold. Machine beer.
you know what? That's awesome. I love songs about real life and just sort of stream of consciousness.
Okay, yeah, I get that.
But you were a little kind there about, you know, fresh and cold. And
oh, it's almost like an advertisement.
Kinda, but you're also, I think you're making it sound a little bit better than it is. Do you agree? I mean,
well, after
like
you've
I
been
said,
playing
after a while,
about 100 songs,
right, after
maybe
a while,
it is
you don't care.
At that level.
Yeah,
you know?
That was cool. All right, let me remind everybody, you guys are playing the new John Havorka band with Crow Follow. And Tim is playing bass with you, as well as with Connor Storms and His Bouquet. It's next Friday, the 20th. It's an early show. Starts at 6, I believe. It's going to be a great one. I can hear like the bass and drums with these songs.
Yeah,
either
like,
one of those two going to be in the show or no?
Oh, those are, yeah.
Oh, they are awesome.
Yeah, it's basically a simple power trio format, I guess.
Yeah, that's great. I'd love to hear one more, and I've got two recorded ones to play as well.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Do you have another one in you?
Sure. All right. I already mentioned that one. This one, I don't know how it's going to fit in our set, but this one got some airplay around here.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really expecting it, but that's what happened. So I'm going to do this song here.
Yeah.
If I can. I can get through it, okay.
What's it called?
It's called I Wish It Would Rain.
Okay.
It's named after a song by the Temptations, but it's not that song.
All right,
that's,
go for
that's
it.
A good song, but okay. Solid state of decay. Oh, way I feel today. Lord knows it's hot. Takes some time to look for some things that I wish for that ain't around anymore. Whoa, see, I don't think I played this one enough. Take some time to look for something, things that I was for, but that ain't around anymore. I wish it would. They sold his treasure for the moment of pleasure. His friend had that accident, but she was also heaven sent. But it takes some time to look for some things down at the desert shore. Ain't going no.
Oh man, that's just a great song.
Thanks. So I woke up at 5 this morning. I said, you know, I want to do that song. I haven't done that song in 2 years. Well, let's just run through. Yeah.
It's a very, very, you can't get the chorus out of your head. I love that. First time here for me.
Wow.
Okay. Never heard that one.
Yeah. There was an earlier, faster version by the Havorka band that we did in New York. And then there was the Dawn of Mechanized Farming version.
Which is Dawn of Mechanized Farming version, which is my favorite one so far. And
all right.
Yeah.
Now that I know about Dawn of Mechanized Farming, I'm good.
Okay.
All right, so let's play a couple. We have time for a couple more songs. I want to play Might Get Shot and Dirt Road.
Woo,
couple
all
of
right.
Couple of words about those two so we can play those.
Sure. I was, I started off and I moved down to New York and trying to start a band down there.
Yeah.
And,
Might Get Shot?
Well, there was that. That was, yeah. Okay, so first I was doing I Wish It Would Rain. I remember that because that was about my second summer in New York where I was just really lonely and hardly had any money. And I couldn't even go to the beach because there was nothing but like hypodermic needles down there. So, I didn't know what to do. So that was about that. And then Andy Warhol died. And then Nico died, and that was the last verse. And I just got really kind of, well, then I started my band, and we got going pretty quick and went through a lot of different things. So anyway, driving down over the Whitestone Bridge, and I heard this song by a rap group called EPMD, and it's got a big, very good funky, you might get shot. And I was really impressed by this song. I said, yeah, okay, I want to write a song that's kind of like that. So I wrote that song.
Okay.
And yeah, so this might get shot.
All right. And Dirt Road?
Dirt Road is like after I noticed that no one was listening to rock and roll and everybody hated me for playing it down there because it's such a trendy town. It really was bad, you know, and people just weren't into whatever I was doing. All of a sudden they loved it and all of a sudden they didn't like it. So I didn't know what to do. So I went in a different direction and came up with some new approaches to things. That was the more pop side of that.
All right, cool. Let's hear those two songs. First, Might Get Shot, followed up by Dirt Road, both by Havorka, right here at WFO.
Get shot. Well, I need a place to take my soul down to where they lose control. Some say they do it for money, wanna stay on streets of sunny. But late night when it's down on the ugly side of town, wanna say things fast and sweet or a 9mm to knock them off the feet. Some say that they like the sound, I just wanna stay my ground. Nothing about what you got. Your so-called buddies in the parking lot. Hey, don't say nothing about that, or you might get shot. When I get shot of whiskey, go and meet my get your good stuff and take you for a ride, you know. Looking so fine in a sweater, gonna make trouble if you don't wear. Your man and the girl are on the
reason why. Hey, don't say nothing about that, or you might get shot.
It's WMFO Might Get Shot by Hovorka. Thank you, John.
Okay.
It was really nice to meet you. I'm so glad that you had your guitar with you, too.
Yeah, that was really fun. Thank you.
It was really fun. And remember, John's new band, the John Hovorka Band, their very first show at the Bar Inn is coming up Friday, September 20th. It's John's band with Crowfollow and Connor Storms and his bouquet. Don't miss that. Thank you, John.
Okay.
Really Thank appreciate
you.
It.
Fantastic. Thanks.
All right. Jane is here for something about the women. How you doing?
Mike, there we go. Oh, Mike, as always.
Yes.
Spotlight on local musicians, yes. Live music.
Yeah, and this gentleman
awesome.
Here, you know.
I know, it's great. It's great to expose our WMFO audience to.
It was just wonderful. Yeah.
People playing around. It's
yeah.
a cool thing. How are
yeah.
you? I see your shirt. It says, I'm still standing.
You know what that? Who that refers to?
Yes. Mr. Elton John.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It was a gift of a shirt. And
it's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
that's
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah. Sometimes that is the goal of the day.
I know.
Right?
I know. So, what's your goal of the day? See what I did there?
Very good, Mike. Mike has awesome segues. Our six-pack of noon today, it's coffee. It's coffee.
Oh, I want some of that now.
Yeah, well, I figured maybe people are having a lazy Saturday and that'll pep them right up. It's a six-pack of songs about coffee.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. All right. I went outside the box for this one.
All right. So look what time it is. You know we have to say something.
Oh, you go for it, Mike.
All right. It is 11 a.m. at WMFO Medford. Stay tuned for Jane and Something About the Women. And what are you going to start with your show today?
We're going to start with Muna, the band Muna, and this song. This song is Good News, the Ya-Ya song.
All right, you can start it whenever you're ready.
All right, welcome everybody to another Saturday edition of Something About the Women here on WMFO in
Medford. Thanks, everybody.